Hey friend, welcome. I'm so excited to have you here listening to another episode of the Pattern Design Circle podcast. Here we talk all about the ins and outs of designing knit and crochet patterns and running a business that makes it all possible. I'm Jessica, your host, knitting pattern designer, design mentor, and the friend in your ear. Can't wait to dive right in. The Pattern Design Circle podcast is sponsored by the Pattern Design Circle, a membership community for knit and crochet pattern designers that are feeling lost, lonely, or frustrated in their business. It connects you with a supportive community that's always eager to answer your questions and help you through the hard times. And there's loads of resources and activities specifically catered to business and designing. Sound like your jam? Check it out at snickerdoodleknits.com/design-circle. That's snickerdoodle, like the cookie, knits, knits.com/design-circle. All right, let's get into it. Hello, and welcome back to the Pattern Design Circle podcast. As always, I'm super excited to be here in your ear chatting. This episode is a bit different. It's really a mini-sode. I used to do more of these than I have been recently, but today it's a little bit of a celebration. We have hit 2 years of the Pattern Design Circle podcast here, which I think is super exciting. Just fun. And in some ways it feels like it's been longer than that. In some ways it feels like it's been less than that. And I guess that's just the way time works, right? So a little bit of a recap here. And then I also have an opportunity for you to win a 60-minute coaching call with me if you'd like. So stay tuned for that to celebrate. Yes, as a podcast-versary celebration. We are a little bit late celebrating. Technically, the podcast started on April 15th, tax day of 2022, I guess it would have been. So a little bit of stats. We have now over 90 episodes on the podcast, which is fun. And so we're nearly to 100 episodes. If you do the math, yes, that does mean that I haven't recorded quite every week. I haven't published every week. And if you've been a listener for a while, you would have already known that. There have been a few breaks that I've had to take, especially just for mental health, as I've had other big projects that have needed my attention. But I really love the podcasting. And maybe since I've started the podcast, or shortly after, I've wanted podcasting to really kind of be my main source of content in my business, and I feel like it's becoming that now finally in the last several months. Part of that's because I kind of fell off the face of Instagram for Pattern Design Circle last year, but yeah, anyway, I guess all of that's to say, no, I haven't been 100% consistent in the past. And if you've been a listener for very long at all, you know that I'm not going to say sorry for that, because I think that it's really important in business that we do what works for us, and that it's important to take care of ourselves. It's important to have, whole life balance, all of the things that we talk about here on the podcast. So, but all of that being said, I really am prioritizing being consistent here, being dependable, where you can actually expect to continue to have episodes every week. I've been really excited about what's been happening here on the podcast with our new episodes, a lot more guests, the new series of sharing from inspiration from other creative entrepreneurs in other industries, not even like necessarily artsy, as I guess as I think of arts, but just creative people doing amazing things and sharing inspiring words and then kind of bringing that to you. So yeah, I hope you're enjoying it. I know this is like my space where I really do feel like I am pretty vulnerable and open. I feel like maybe I share more than I should. I don't really know. Sometimes it is difficult maybe to picture you on the other end listening to this because I don't know who's listening. Like I can see download numbers, but when I'm in the middle of recording and I get passionate and worked up about things, I'm not as conscious, I guess, maybe of you listening. And I think, there's pros and cons to that. It's maybe easier to lose the filter, which I hope isn't a negative thing, but I think it also is good for being able to open up and be vulnerable. And I think that's something so important in life in general, but also as business owners when we're talking, what does this actually look like? What are the ups and downs? What is the real life? And trying to keep a positive spin on of how can we move forward and what amazing things can we do? So, yeah, so we've had about 90 episodes, and the top from all of those episodes, I'll share the top five here. I do know that it can be a little bit skewed, maybe, because especially when I've had longer breaks a couple of times, that I think folks tend to go back to the earlier episodes. So it's natural that most of the top episodes are some of the beginning episodes. And then also, if you are in the podcasting world, if you have your own podcast, you may know that the stats kind of changed a bit last year with the way that downloads are counted and things like that. So, download numbers now look less, even though they are more accurate to how many downloads are actually happening. Yeah. Anyway, so are you ready to hear the top episodes? If you have not listened to these episodes, I will link them in the description so you can listen to them as well. All right, number one. Or should we start at the bottom? Let's start at the bottom. Number five is what to include in your knit or crochet pattern. So, especially for new designers, just talking about what all goes into knitting and crochet patterns and giving you some tips in there, talking about the core elements, but also talking about where we have flexibility as designers and where we can really create our own style and things like that. Number four is a guest episode that we had. So I had, let's see, that would have been, I guess that would have had to have been 2022 because that wasn't last year. In 2022, the fall of 2022, I had Shelly Brander of Knit Stars on. Shelly owns a yarn shop, and then if you've heard of like Loops Wall, she had that whole thing, and then she's also the owner of Knit Stars. Knit Stars is a like a membership program for knitters, and it's not all just membership. You can buy the packages as well, but they feature folks from the industry every year. They just announced, I believe it's season nine's featured industry people. So they've just announced it. There's like they do like a pre-sale discount, and then I don't think the actual content comes out until the fall. But it's a really big kind of exciting thing that they do every year. They release one season every year. But they showcase a lot of really talented people on there. Anyway, so Shelley, stop it, told you what episode it was, have I? Shelley wrote a book called Moving the Needle. She's actually written a couple of books, but I had read Moving the Needle actually while I was on vacation on the beach one summer. And it really resonated with me and inspired me. And so I reached out to Shelley and I was like, hey, this is really amazing. And then she actually responded, which I was surprised about. And so then I was like, hey, this really resonated me. I think it would resonate with my audience on Pattern Design Circle. And would you be interested in being a guest? And she said yes. So I had her on to talk about moving the needle in your pattern design business. So we talked about her journey. We talked about industry stuff in general. We talked about really things that are making a big impact in your business and doing things that, are moving the needle forward, are actually making a difference. And so then I also shared a few excerpts from her book as well. So that was number four. Number three, this was actually a more recent episode. I guess, was it last summer? Maybe it was longer ago than I was thinking. Number three is stop buying all the things. That course isn't the solution. Here's what you need instead. And so it was really talking about it's so tempting. It can be so easy to feel like, all right, this course, this coaching session, this whatever thing, it's going to fix all my problems. And I just need to buy this thing and then I'll be successful. When in our gut, we know that actually maybe that's not the solution. Maybe we already know the information from that course. Maybe we know that there's just something else that's not working and we have to be honest with ourselves. So that's what that episode is about. And then number two is the first of, I think it was the first of the series, of episodes I did last spring, like early last, like March of 2022. No, 2023. What year are we in? Yeah, that would have been 2023. Where it was a whole series of episodes all about marketing. And so this episode is Marketing 101, methods, strategies, and why it matters. So just very big picture of marketing as a business owner and what goes into it, kind of choosing a strategy that's really in alignment with you, because there are so many things that you can do in marketing. It's cool, it's overwhelming, it's exhausting. It's also can be frustrating. I always say, that there's a million things that you could do to be successful. There's a million people saying that you need to do this one strategy. So there's a million effective strategies. I haven't counted them. A million may be an exaggeration. It may not be. There are a lot, though. But the really the basis of it is marketing is important because that's actually sharing your business. And then, all right, what are some different options that the series then goes through? All right, what are these pieces actually looking at, like what goes into them? And then of course, if you, I guess a little shameless plug here, if you want more help with marketing beyond that, Pattern Design Circle talks a lot about marketing your business. So we have all the guest speakers, we have the marketing course that I've been building out, that really goes into depth on so many of these subjects because it is, I mean, obviously there are business owners who the only thing they talk about is marketing, like podcasts and books, so much dedicated to marketing. So we could easily talk every episode about marketing. That's not my focus here, but I do have a lot of content to support you in your business inside of Pattern Design Circle. So, but that's a great spot to start if you're new to the idea of marketing or really kind of trying to like grasp like what is this word even mean in general. Alrighty, so that was number two, and number one is actually one of my very first episodes. I'm trying to think. I don't think it was the first episode, but it might have been. It was very close anyway. It's called Five Pillars to Building a Successful Pattern Design Business. So it's really talking about foundational core pieces of having a business as a creative entrepreneur, as a business owner in general, and specifically as pattern designers, and what goes into building a successful business. So those are the top five episodes. Again, number one was the five pillars to building a successful pattern design business. Number two is Marketing 101, Methods, Strategies, and Why It Matters. Number three is Stop Buying All the Things. That course isn't the solution. Here's what you need instead. Number four is Moving the Needle in Your Pattern Design Business with Shelley Brander of Knit Stars. And number five is What to Include in Your Knit or Crochet Pattern. So if there are any of those episodes that you have not listened to, and you would like to, I will link those in the description so you can check them out. And yes, for those of you who are watching the video version, I am reading off of my phone. I have the list there. So, and then the last thing I think that I wanted to share with you here about the second anniversary of the podcast is I have a survey thing. It's just really short. It's just a couple of questions. Like the first question is, do you listen to the podcast? And if you're listening to this episode, obviously you do. So do you listen to the podcast? And then basically, like, what do you find helpful here? What would you like to hear more about here on the podcast? So I have that linked down below. And if you complete it, before, I did not put a date on it, so I will put a date on it right now. I'm looking at my big, huge calendar on the wall. Let's say we'll leave it open until May 8th. So that's a Wednesday, May 8th. Respond to the survey by then. And if you'd like to be, you can be entered in to win a free coaching call with me. And on the coaching calls, of course, we just talk about anything and everything related to your business that you have questions about. So if you're a beginner designer, try to figure out where to start, how to design a pattern, what goes into the math, how to choose a layout, how to make it unique to you, what that process actually looks like, or a more established design. Well, I guess if you've designed maybe a few things, but you don't know how to put them out into the world, talk about marketing strategies, answer any questions. And then if you're a more established designer, all of the things, business, marketing, authenticity, alignment, if there's just anything that is feeling like you're stuck in, or feeling like there's just something missing, or feeling like it just doesn't, you're not loving this part of your business or your marketing or your designing, or just not fitting in super well with your life, or you're not sure how to prioritize it, any of that stuff, I love to chat with you and to really work through it with you to find a solution that feels really good to you, that's manageable, that fits your needs and your personality and your priorities, and that works. So, thank you so much for being here on this podcasting journey with me. I hope that we have many more years together. Don't forget to check out any episodes that you want to watch again or listen to again. And complete the survey, it's super helpful to hear from you because this is such a, I don't know what's the, disconnected is the word that's coming to mind, but compared to a lot of marketing strategies or content strategies, this is a very like kind of removed platform where I don't hear from you as much. I don't know who you are usually. I do see, of course, if you comment on the YouTube videos, and know who you are, I see you. But otherwise, it's all I see is numbers. And of course, you know that I value you as a person too. So I love to hear from you. I love to hear what is helpful, what resonates, all of those things. So super, super love it if you complete that survey, whether you want to be entered into the giveaway for a coaching call or not. Alrighty, I wish you such a beautiful day, week, weekend, whatever it is when you are listening to this, and sending you light and love. Alrighty, I'll chat with you on the next one. Wow, thanks so much for listening to this episode. If you found it valuable, please share the podcast with a designer friend. And if you have a minute, leave a review. It's so helpful for me and means the world to me. Chat soon.